السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد علماء الكرام most respected brothers and also sisters of the madrasa and those listening over the receivers last week I recited a Naat Sharif mentioning that people are proceeding towards Makkatul Mukarrama Madina Tayyiba And it is the iman of a believer that that piece of ground upon which Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rests, it is greater than even the arsh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the heart of a Muslim, of a true believer, will always be attracted towards Makkatul Mukarrama and Madina Tayyiba during the days of Hajj. If a person's heart does not proceed in that direction, then there is a weakness in his ishq and love of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a person is going to a town, to a city where his beloved resides, and the person comes to know that this friend of mine is going to that town, that city where my beloved is, then what would be the natural reaction? That either he will send some parcel, some gift, some hadiya, or he will say, convey my salam, or he will send some kind of a message. And when that person returns also, did you meet so and so? What did he say? Did you deliver the parcel? Because the beloved is in that city. So who could be more beloved to a Muslim and a believer than Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So it is natural that when a person is proceeding to Madina Tayyiba, then the heart goes with that person to Madina Tayyiba. When he's going to Makkatul Mukarrama, the heart is going to the Kaabatullah and to the Rabbul Bayt. Therefore I repeat that do not worry and concern yourself too much about the voice and the tarannum and compare with the recitation of others. There is no competition business here. But because Hujjaj are proceeding, so I will recite another Naat Sharif, or section of a Naat Sharif. Again written by an Arif Billah, Hazrat Khaja Majzub Rahmatullah Ali. Since it came out of their hearts with great love of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so when we recite these type of Naat Sharifs, then they have an impact on our hearts.
Elahi dikha de bahare madina Elahi dikha de bahare madina ke dil hai bahut be قرار مدینہ الہی دکھا دے بہار مدینہ کہ دل ہے بہت بے قرار مدینہ
او مائی بلوڈ اللہ شو می ونس مور مدینہ طیبہ The spring of Madina Tayyiba. The enjoyment of Madina Tayyiba. Give me once more the experience of being in the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take me to that Mubarak city. For my heart is restless when I just hear Madina. My heart melts. Muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, muhabbat of Madina Tayyiba, muhabbat of everything that is in Madina Tayyiba, is the iman of a Muslim. So he says, my heart is restless, take me once again to Madina Tayyiba, or take me to Madina Tayyiba.
Ilahi dikha de بہارِ مدینہ کہ دل ہے بہت بے قرار مدینہ، یہ دل ہو اور انوار کی بارشیں ہو، یہ دل ہو اور انوار کی بارشیں ہو، یہ آنکھیں ہو اور جل وزار مدینہ، الہی دکھا دے بہار مدینہ، کہ دل ہے بہت بے قرار مدینہ.
Oh Allah, it should be my heart and it should be the rains of rahmat that descend there. یہ دل ہو اور انوار کی بارشیں ہو. The rains of rahmat which pour in Madina Tayyiba, it must pour upon my heart. Ye aankhe ho aur jalwa zare Madina. So because of this restlessness that is in the heart to be in Madina Tayyiba, said, Ya Allah, take me to Madina Tayyiba. Let the rains of rahmat pour upon this heart of mine. And let these sinful eyes of mine see the Gumbad-e-Khazra, the green dome, see the Riyadul Jannah, see the Rauza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ilahi dikha de bahare Madina.
Ilahi dikha de bahare Madina, ke dil hai bahut be qarar Madina. یہ دل ہو اور انوار کی بارشیں ہوں، یہ آنکھیں ہو اور جل وزار مدینہ، ہوائے مدینہ ہو بالوں کا شانہ، ہوائے مدینہ ہو بالوں کا شانہ، ہو آنکھوں کا سرما غبار مدینہ، ہو آنکھوں کا سرما غبار مدینہ. الہی دکھا دے بہار مدینہ، کہ دل ہے بہت بے قرار مدینہ، وہاں کی ہے تکلیف راحت سے بڑھ کر، وہاں کی ہے تکلیف راحت سے بڑھ کر، مجھے گل سے بڑھ کر ہے خار مدینہ، مجھے گل سے بڑھ کر ہے خار مدینہ. الہی دکھا دے بہار مدینہ، کہ دل ہے بہت بے قرار مدینہ.
The ghubar of Madina Sharif should become the surma of my eyes. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that in the sand of Madina Sharif is shifa. Wahan ki takleef, whatever difficulty a person experiences in Madina Sharif, that difficulty, he says, for me, that difficulty is better than rahat, better than sukoon, better than being in comfort. Whatever difficulty I go through in Madina Sharif, it is better than the comfort of Madina Sharif. For me, the thorn of the rose is more precious than even the rose itself. Of course, this does not mean that we must ask for takleef in Madina Sharif. We are not like those people who have got such kind of love and ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are people with a little bit of difficulty, we will start complaining of Madina Sharif. With all the comforts too, we will complain of Madina Sharif. Don't misunderstand me. I mentioned in Madina Sharif in one of my bayans that the food could have less salt. So you can make islah of that food. In other words, you can tell the person that, do you have salt? Or kindly, can you pass me some salt? There's nothing wrong with that. But to shout and to scream that we paid so much, and you can't even cook properly, can't even put enough salt. Were you running short of salt? Chef charged us a few rands extra. What? So the person must not shout and scream and complain. He can ask politely, nicely, nothing wrong with that. If the person is uncomfortable in some hotel, he can change the hotel and go to another one. But whatever argument the person wants to make, he must make it here with his agents. Once you are there, once you have been blessed with the opportunity to be in Madina Sharif, then as far as possible keep the ihtiram of Madina Sharif. That way are we. Millions of people, their hearts are in Madina Sharif, but they cannot afford to come to Madina Sharif. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, out of his ihsan, has taken this person to Madina Sharif. So now these were great ushaq, great lovers of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what he is saying, it is not just kalam. It is not mubalagha. There is no exaggeration. It was a reality, it was a haqiqat. Hazrat Mujaddid Millat, Mullah Ashraf Ali sahab rahmatullah alayhi, he said, Hazrat Khaja sahab ke kalam mein to hal hi hal hai, qal ka naam hi nahi hai. So much of his ashar and poetry, and he says, isme hal hi hal hai, qal ka naam hi nahi hai. We can be making qal, qal all the time, speeches, 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 and saying things with our mouths, but which is not in our hearts. I mentioned that incident last night also at Peter Maritzburg, that in Madina Sharif, a friend, or one of the persons who used to listen to the ashar and my duas, then used to say, Maulana, whenever you say, Ya Allah, bless us with death in Madina Tayyiba, you know, my heart goes there, and I wish we pass away there, and I wish we are buried there, and we get Jannatul Baqi. So there in Madina Sharif, I just told him, I said, well, now we are in Madina Sharif, so let's raise our hands, and I will make dua that, Ya Allah, take us away in Madina Sharif, you brought us here, take us away. And bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Where can we get this kind of Mubarak place again? So let us be desirous, and I make dua, you make Ameen. He said, no, Maulana, not this year, not this year, not this year. Don't make dua for this year. He said, your dua might get Qabool just now, not for this year. We kuch kaam baqi hai, some little bit of work is left. That's our condition. Qal, qal, there's no hal. He said, the Khaja sahab ke kalam mein hal hi hal hai. قال کا نام نہیں ہے الہی دکھا دے بہار مدینہ کہ دل ہے بہت بے قرار مدینہ کبھی گرد کعبہ کہوں میں تصدق کبھی جا کے ہوں میں نثار مدینہ کبھی گرد کعبہ کے ہوں میں تصدق کبھی جا کے ہوں میں نثار مدینہ الہی دکھا دے بہار مدینہ کہ دل ہے بہت بے قرار مدینہ. Sometimes I go around the Kaaba Sharif. Sometimes I'm making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. And sometimes I'm giving my life and my soul at the Rose of Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is the wisdom of the hijrat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Hazrat Mawlana Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuhum says that was the wisdom, the hikmat of hijrat, one of the wisdom, hikmats. That if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's Rauza Mubarak had been Makkah Mukarramah, then the Haji would have been in a great dilemma. His heart would have been shattered. Because one side, the Kaabatullah Sharif is pulling that make tawaf, and the other side, the Rosa Mubarak is pulling that read Salat and Salam. So here in Kaaba Sharif, he gives his heart here, and when he's there, he gives his heart there. So he says, sometimes I'm going round and round the Kaaba Sharif. And sometimes I'm reading Salat and Salam at the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Kabhi lutf makka ka haasil karun main, kabhi lutf makka ka haasil karun main, kabhi jaake lootun bahare madina, kabhi lutf makka ka haasil karun main, kabhi jaake lootun bahare madina, ilahi dikha de bahare madina, ke dil hai bahut be qarare madina.
Kabhi lutf makka ka hasil karun main, sometimes I get the enjoyment of making the tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, kissing the Hajar Aswad, touching the Rukne Yamani, standing under the Mizab-e Rahmat and shedding tears, performing Salat in the Hatim, which is part of the Kaaba Sharif, which is as if you are inside the Kaaba Sharif. Sometimes at the Multazam, my chest is attached, my hands are above my head, my tears are pouring. Sometimes behind Muqam Ibrahim, sometimes drinking Zamzam, sometimes Safa and Marwa, sometimes Mina, sometimes the rains of rahmat and forgiveness that are pouring in Arafat, where Allah Ta'ala Himself says to the angels, look at these people, look at these servants of mine, with disheveled hair, with dusty clothes. They have come from distant lands. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala forgives those people in Arafat. Shaitan is never more dejected, more rejected, more ashamed, more in pain and in grief and in sorrow than in Arafat, when he sees the millions are being forgiven. But I repeat that going to Arafat and forgiveness of sins is one thing, and the other is the fulfillment of the rights of people. If a person is going with haram earnings, or if he is in debts and he is owing a lot of people money here, and they are chasing after the payment of those debts, and this person is sitting in Arafat and shedding tears, those tears will not be accepted. Payment of debts comes first. Make arrangement, then the person can go. Fulfillment of rights, seeking forgiveness from those people who have been hurt or injured without any justification. So he says, Kabhi lutf makka ka hasil karun main, kabhi ja ke lootun bahare Madina. And sometimes he's enjoying being in Madina Sharif. In the Riyazul Jannah, he truly believes that he is in a part of Jannat, because according to most of the Muhaddiseen, the same piece of ground, that is Riyazul Jannah, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam declared, ma baina bayti wa mimbari rawzatum min Riyazul Jannah, between my house and between my mimbar is a garden from the gardens of paradise. So they say the same piece of ground will be transferred into paradise. So he's entering there and he's saying, oh Allah, without any justification or without deserving it, without being deserving, you entered me into this Jannat on earth. So on the day of Qiyamah also, my beloved Allah, don't question me, don't reckon with me, don't take my hisab and kitab. Just as so many will be entering into Jannat without any reckoning in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, enter me also amongst them. So he's getting the opportunity. Sometimes he's enjoying the Riyazul Jannah. Sometimes he's enjoying the Salat in the Masjid al-Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam. Sometimes he is by the pillars Sometimes he is by the Rosa Mubarak and he is reading Salat and Salam and believing that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is responding to his Salam. So, Kabhi Lutfa Makkah ka hasil karun mein, Kabhi ja ke lootun bahare Madina.
Ilahi dikha de bahare Madina, ke dil hai bahut be qarare Madina. Ye dil ho aur anwar ki barishe ho, ye aankhe ho aur jal wazare Madina. Rahe mera maskan hawali ye Kaaba, rahe mera maskan hawali ye Kaaba, bane mera madfan diyare Madina. Rahe mera maskan hawali ye Kaaba, bane mera madfan diyare Madina. Ilahi dikha de bahare Madina, ke dil hai bahut be qarare Madina.
I must be given the opportunity of residing in Makkah Mukarrama, around the Kaaba Sharif, somewhere near, close by, so that I can make my Salat there in the Haram Sharif, get the reward of 100,000 times Salat, and get the opportunity of making Tawaf and drinking Zamzam. As I always mention, that the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum ajma'in, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and so many people, how much they cried. How much they cried out of the love of Allah Ta'ala, of His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in fear of azab, of akhirat, standing before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and so many other reasons. And one of them, one of the sahabis, looking at a bird flying under the trees and drinking water from the stream flowing by, said, "Oh bird, how fortunate you are, how lucky you are that you fly under the trees, you drink water from the stream, you eat, you drink, and then death overcomes you, and there's no hisab, no kitab, nothing. How lucky you are." I said, in Makkah Mukarrama, when I see those birds going round and round the Kaaba Sharif, I said, "Oh birds, how lucky you are, how fortunate you are. You fly round and round the Kaaba Sharif. You drink Zamzam from the containers that are there. You get a bird's eye view. You are a bird, you get a bird's eye view from the top when the millions go down in sajda. When the million go down in ruku, you get a bird's eye view of the Imam of Haram saying Allahu Akbar. You get a bird's eye view of everything. And after some time, then death comes over you. You pass away in Makkatul Mukarrama. How fortunate you are. I wish, O bird, I were you." Kaash ke mein bhi wo chidiya hota, jo Kaabatullah Sharif ke round and round the Kaaba Sharif it is going.
Kabhi mera maskan, rahe mera maskan, hawali ye Kaaba, but then bane mera madfan diyare Madina. When the time for my departure comes from this world, then my beloved Allah, Madina Sharif, Madina Sharif is where my soul must depart. I must get death in Madina Tayyibah,
I must get burial in Madina Tayyiba. My janaza must be in Masjid al-Nabawi alayhi salatu wassalam. When the Imam of Masjid al-Nabawi alayhi salatu wassalam says, Allahu Akbar, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must make my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam listen to the Allahu Akbar. And then our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam must say, Ya Allah, forgive this ummati of mine. He must make shafaat for us. And our burial must be in Jannatul Baqi where Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala an. Over 15,000 Sahaba-e-Kiram radiallahu ta'ala an, majma'in, 10 to 15,000. Wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, children of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, uncle of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, so many companions lie buried, so many muhaddiseen, so many mufassireen, so many great, great qutubs and abdals. Burial must be there, so that when the winds of rahmat blow over that graveyard, we too may be forgiven. Rahe mera maskan hawali ye kaaba, bane mera madfan deyare madina, ilahi dikha de bahare madina, ke dil hai bahut be qarare madina. Pohonj kar na ho lo tna phir wahan se, pohonj kar na ho lo tna phir wahan se, wahi reh ke ho ja sipare madina, wahi reh ke ho ja sipare madina. Ilahi dikha de bahare madina, ke dil hai bahut be qarare madina. When I go there, I must not return. Ya Allah, let there be no return from that place. Basad aish so'u میں تاسب ہے محشر, بسد عیش سوؤں میں تاسب ہے محشر, جو ہو میرا مرقد کنار مدینہ. I sleep until the day of Qiyamah, the day of Mahshar, the day of judgment, when people will be nafsi nafsi, but Ya Allah, I sleep until that day. And then there is great hope that the person who has passed away in Madina Sharif, and he will get up on Qiyamah, then inshallah he will go into Jannat also without any reckoning. Without the person deserving also sometimes some action of his, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala loves and gives him death in Madina Tayyiba. So many people, all their lives they spent here. Last minute Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala puts that strong urge and desire to go to Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Tayyiba, and they pass away there. So basad aish so'un mein taasub hai mahshar, wahan jalwa farma hayatun nabi hai, wahan jalwa farma hayatun nabi hai, zahe zaireen ne mazare madina. وہاں جلوہ فرما حیات النبی ہے, زہِ زائرین مزار مدینہ. الہی دکھا دے بہار مدینہ, کہ دل ہے بہت بے قرار مدینہ. میں جاؤں وہاں نے
क अमाल ले कर मैं जाऊं वहां नेक अमाल ले कर के या रब न हूं शरण मसारे मदीना.
But oh Allah, when I go to Madina Sharif, then I take nek a'mal and go. I change the condition of my life before going. The person, all his life he was shaving his beard here. All his life he had his pants flowing below his ankles and violating the other ahkam of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these were things on which Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized. Now at least now that he's in Madina Sharif, then there he doesn't use the blade on his cheek. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who turned his face with anger when non-Muslims shaven came before him as ambassadors. So imagine a Muslim who is coming to the Rauza Mubarak and he is standing there. So when I go to Madina Sharif, I go with nek amal, my salat, my zakat, my ibadat, my zikr, my tilawat, abstinence from sins, ihtiram of Madina Sharif. Every step that I take there, I realize that I'm in Madina Sharif. I'm not in London, Paris, or New York. I'm in Madina Sharif. The ihtiram, if the person makes sincere tawbah from all sins, and then he goes there to Madina Sharif with nek amal. And when he is there too, he gives plenty of charities. And he spends his time correctly. And enjoys also the eat, drink, enjoy. He stay happy, be cheerful. It doesn't mean you're in Madina Sharif, so there's no joke, no cheer, no enjoyment, no pleasure. Nothing of that sort. You enjoy the best of both worlds there. It says Jannat on earth. In Jannat there will be enjoyment too. So if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala takes someone, then he must consider it a great ni'mat of Allah ta'ala and appreciate it. Spend the time there correctly and then see what you come back with. So may Allah ta'ala bless me and bless all of us and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with the opportunity of being in Madina Sharif.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है. अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है. अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है. अल्लाह जल जलालुहु.
Allah, 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 Allah.
Allah, 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 Allah. Allah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai. आशिकों का मीना और जाम है अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है आशिकों का मीना और जाम है अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है आशिकों का मीना और जाम है दिल मेरा हो जाए एक मैदाने हो तू ही तू हो तू ही तू हो तू ही तू और मेरे तन में बजाए आबो गिल दर्द दिल हो दर्दे दिल गैर से बिल्कुल ही उठ जाए नजर गैर से बिल्कुल ही उठ जाए नजर तू ही तू आए नजर देखूं जिधर तू ही तू आए नजर देखूं जिधर तू ही तू आए नजर देखूं जिधर अल्लाह 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. Gaur karo machli ke shikam mein Yunus ko rakha kisne. Pehle aag mein dala phir aag ko phool kiya kisne. Uske naam ki gun gaate hain Ibrahim Khalilullah. Illallah, 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 illallah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Shafi'ina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa Barik wa Sallim. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Akramal Akramin, Ya Ghiyasal Mustaghithin, يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام او ماي بلوفد الله او ماي رحيم الله O my Kareem Allah, O my most forgiving Allah, most loving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most generous Allah, most tolerant Allah, O my most caring Allah, O my most beautiful Allah. We are extending our begging bowls before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. We are not extending them before some idol that does not see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extending them before you. You are seeing us this very moment, raising our hands before you. Ya Allah, you are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds, of shame, of nadamat, over the sins that we have committed in our lives. My beloved Allah, you are Rahim, you are Kareem, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. We are turning towards you, my beloved Allah. We are not justifying any of our sins. We are not justifying any of our sins. Ya Allah, we are acknowledging. We are confessing before you. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim hai, khatakar hai. We may be everything, my beloved Allah, the most sinful ones on earth, but we are your slaves, we are your servants. Where else do we go? To whom do we turn? There is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi habara nahi. Ya Allah, if a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But if you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy, then my Allah, where do we go? Which other door is there that we can tap? Which other home is there that we can beg? My beloved Allah, You gave man the science of inventing a computer chip. It records millions of pieces of information. But my beloved Allah, there's also a delete button. One press of the delete button and no information is left on that chip. My beloved Allah, press the delete button of our sins. Hamare gunaho par delete button daba de mere Allah. No one is going to question you why you forgave those who had raised their hands. My beloved Allah, we are seeking from you. Forgive our major sins, our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. There was no question of darkness for you, my beloved Allah, even if there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. How could you not have been aware of our actions? You could have paralyzed us there and then. You could have made us blind there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have brought humiliation, disgrace and suffering upon us there and then when we were committing sins. But how merciful you are. My beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Puri ummah muslimah ki maghfirat kar de. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam dearly loved his ummah. How much he cried for his ummah. How much of his blood was shed for that ummah. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah and make my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam pleased and happy. My beloved Allah, forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Throughout the globe, my beloved Allah, the ummah is suffering. We know it's because of our sins that there's so much of suffering around the world. Ya Allah, forgive us and remove the suffering of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. My beloved Allah, for those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ey Allah, hum bemar hai. Hum bemar hai. Aur hum jante hai ki marizo ki shifa tere daste kudrat mein hai. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur. Marizo ki shifa lekin daste khuda mein hai. Ya Allah, the cure for all ailments is in your hands. We know that sometimes sicknesses, ailments, diseases can be a rahmat and a mercy. But Ya Allah, we are extremely weak. Don't test us with any kind of sickness, illness, poverty. Don't test us, my beloved Allah, in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat. We are extremely weak servants. We cannot bear any kind of test. My beloved Allah, for us, change the rahmat of sickness, illness into the rahmat of good health. The rahmat of weakness into the rahmat of strength. The rahmat of poverty into the rahmat of wealth. My beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. We are physically sick and we are spiritually sick. Whoever is in hospitals, clinics, homes, amongst us, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them shifa. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of jealousy, of envy. Ah, my beloved Allah, what have we done to our hearts? Our hearts which were for your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have given it to everything but you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our hearts are filled with all the evils. Ya Allah, but who is there to purify our hearts besides you? Ey mere Allah, ek nigahe karam hamare gande dilo par. Ek nigahe karam hamare gande dilo par. Ya Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, more than your creation put together, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one glance of maghfirat is sufficient, my beloved Allah, to wash away the sins of the ummah. Ya Allah, humare gunahon ko maaf kar.
Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq, my beloved Allah. And remove their difficulties. Why should we go for haram? Where there is no shortage in your treasures of halal, Ya Allah, we seek from your unlimited halal treasures. Ya Allah, bless us with rizq halal. Ya Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whose children have gone onto drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Give the parents the tawfiq to give proper bringing to those children. My beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much sacrifices he made for the ummah. He was stowed in Taif, his shoes, Mubarak, were filled with his Mubarak blood. He was stowed in Uhud, he falls down unconscious, his teeth are shattered. When that beloved of yours goes into sajda in the Haram Sharif, where we make tawaf with such ease and comfort, intestines of animals are put on his back. His beloved little daughters pouring water, says, my beloved father, why are they doing this to you? Ya Allah, he stands whole night in prayer. 3 solid years he was ostracized and boycotted. The time comes when he has to chew leaves of trees for survival. Yet you could have sent dastarkhans of food from the heavens for him, by Allah. Those sacrifices were for the sake of his ummah. When he is informed that that ummah for whom you cried so much, the ummah for whom you shed so much of your blood, the ummah in discos, cinemas, theatres, gambling dens, ummah in porn sites on the internet, ummah watching filthy films on the television screens, the ummah in drugs, the ummah in rave clubs, the ummah in adultery and fornication, in fraud and cheating and stealing, in all kinds of crimes, the prisons are filling up with the ummatis, my Allah. When he is informed that a few meters away from your resting place, the worst of films are seen in those hotel rooms. The worst of music is heard even near the Rosa Mubarak now. My beloved Allah, when all kinds of musical instruments are playing even in the Haram Sharif on the cell phones. How much of taklif, how much of hurt, how much of injury and pain we are causing to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he was rahmatul lil alameen. Ya Allah, he was rahmatul lil alameen. He wanted that his ummah should be forgiven. So we are seeking from you forgiveness of all our sins. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Change the condition of our lives. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu. Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu. Badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Badal de mera rasta dil badal de. By Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Light up our hearts with the nur of iman, with the nur of yaqeen. Bless us with your qurb, bless us with your marifat, bless us with yaqeen in you, bless us with tawakkul and trust in you. Bless us with your love, with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Attach us so firmly, my beloved Allah, to yourself and Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. My beloved Allah, my beloved Allah, who is there for us besides you? Ya Allah, maut aani hai. Whether we like it or not, one day our tongues are going to be silenced. Our hands are going to touch no more. Our eyes are going to be able to see no more. Our feet will be able to walk no more. We will be put backwards and forwards. The water of mayyit will be poured above our bodies. Ya Allah, our tight-fitting clothes will be sliced with the scissors.
Ya Allah, before that time comes, let us pour the water of Tawbah above our hearts. Let us put the garment of Taqwa above our hearts. Ya Allah, those who are planning for Hajj, make their Hajj easy. Bless them with Maqbool and Mabroor Hajj. Accept their Tawafs. Accept their Safa and Marwa. Sa'i. Ya Allah, accept their Ziyarats. Ya Allah, accept their Hajj. Ya Allah, accept the ziyarat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, accept the du'as that they make in those Mubarak places. Make their Hajj extremely easy. Ya Allah, give every Haji the tawfiq of respecting that Mubarak city and the Mubarak lands. And staying and spending the time in those Mubarak lands as would be pleasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless them with the best of dunya and akhirat. Ya Allah, those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. My beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our lives, barakat in our time, barakat in our wealth, barakat in our homes. Give us the himmat and courage to throw out of our homes and our lives everything that is displeasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. As the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our soul depart. Hamari ruh waha qabz ho jaye. Let our janaza be in Masjid-e-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the takbir of janaza is given, let my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam say, my sinful ummati, Ya Allah, forgive him. Ya Allah, let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. If it's not muqaddar, the way it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida. My beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam with his 124,000 companions, when he called out the labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa nihmata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak, ha my Allah, what a labbaik that must have been. With his 124,000 companions calling out the labbaik, by Allah, what a labbaik! The angels must have teared over that labbaik. Ya Allah, we say labbaik and yet we disobey you. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in that Hajj, how much he prayed for us, how much he begged for us. All the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made after kissing the Hajri Aswad, the du'as that he made whilst making the tawaf, the du'as that he made under the Mizab Rahman, the du'as that he made in the Hatim, the du'as that he made at the Multazam, the du'as that he made after drinking Zamzam, the du'as that he made at Maqam Ibrahim. Ya Allah, the du'as that he made on Safa and Marwa, in Mina, and in Arafat from Zuhur till Maghrib, that masoom and sinless Nabi, how much he begged for us. And the du'as in Muzdalifah and all his life, whatever he asked for us, bless us with all that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness, our parents with that goodness, our brothers and sisters with that goodness, our family members with that goodness, the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, especially that of Dajjal, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with all that we have begged. But you are aware of the desires, the wishes, the aspirations that are in the hearts of those who have raised their hands this part of the evening and night. Ya Allah, you are well aware of every desire that is in their hearts, whatever good desires they have. Jo bhi nek murade hai, usko pura kar de. Fulfill those good desires. Make it easy, Ya Allah. Provide the means for the fulfillment of those good desires. In all the difficulties, hardships and problems, whosoever may be suffering, Ya Allah, remove that difficulty, hardship and problem. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin mubarik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamu ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.